Video: Felon suspected of killing Baltimore Tech CEO Pavel Lapierre arrested. By Amy Furr on September 28, 2023. The convicted felon accused in the murder of a tech CEO in Baltimore, Maryland, was taken into custody late Wednesday after 2 days on the run. Authorities reportedly caught 32-year-old Jason Billingsley in Bowie, the New York Post reported Thursday. Investigators tracked the suspect and ultimately found him at a train station after previously naming him the sole suspect in the killing of tech CEO Pavel Lapierre. Images show the suspect and the victim. Lapierre, the founder of EcoMap Technologies, was found dead with signs of blunt force trauma at an apartment Monday, Baltimore law enforcement said, according to Breitbart News. The outlet explained the woman had been featured in Forbes' 30 Under 30 list. The outlet also said her alleged killer was freed by a George Soros-backed district attorney, even though he was sentenced to 30 years behind bars for a first-degree sex offense. Per the Daily Mail, the 6'4", 305-pound suspect had been jailed for 30 years in 2015, was set free by progressive, George Soros-backed district attorney Marilyn Mosby in October 2022, just 7 years into his sentence. It is unclear why he was released so swiftly. Mosby is no longer the DA in Baltimore, having been replaced in January 2023 by Ivan Bates, who reversed her non-prosecution policy for low-level offenses like drug possession, prostitution, and trespassing on his first day in office. According to the Post, Lapierre was found beaten and partially clothed on a rooftop of her apartment building. Billingsley is still on parole for a violent rape and assault of a 25-year-old woman in 2013. The article said, adding the man is also a suspect in an attack on a couple that happened days before her death. Billingsley is being eyed as the man who broke into the man and woman's house, where he handcuffed and duct-taped them at gunpoint and then allegedly raped the woman before slashing her neck, the Post article said. He then allegedly doused them in liquid and set them on fire, nearly killing them. A 5-year-old child who was in the home also suffered smoke inhalation, it stated. The outlet also said the suspect did not know Lapierre, and it remains a mystery how he gained access to the woman's building. Lapierre's loved ones and friends gathered recently to honor her life during a vigil, according to WJZ. Pava woke up every day with the belief that she and we, together, had the power to ignite change. Together, we can show the world that she was right, one woman said during the event.